Fairy Dreams, A Magical Journey to Fairyland. Written by Gwyneth Reese and read by Sophie Ward.
Chapter 1. Evie had always thought that fairies, if they lived anywhere, lived at the bottom of your garden. That's what her grandmother had always told her, and today, when Evie mentioned throwing out her old doll's house, Grandma immediately suggested that she bring it over on her next visit, so they could set it up at the bottom of the garden for the fairies to play in. "Fairies are just like little girls," Grandma told her. "They like to play at houses and doctors and nurses and things like that."
"How do you know?" Evie asked.
She had never seen a fairy herself, and her mother had always told her that there was no such thing whenever she'd asked her about them.
"I once saw two fairies down by the bottom flower bed. One was lying down and crying out that her wing was hurting, and when I went over to speak to her to see if I could help, she sat up and beamed at me and said not to worry because they were just playing. She was the patient and her friend was the nurse. The nurse one was bandaging her wing up with a white petal that had fallen from one of the flowers."
Evie loved to hear her grandmother talk about the fairies, but she had learned a long time ago that she must never mention Grandma's stories to her mother. For some reason, Mum got very cross whenever fairies were mentioned, and she always told Grandma off if she caught her telling Evie about them. So Evie was glad that her mother wasn't with them today as she went for a walk with Grandma to the church near her grandmother's house. It was the summer holidays, and Evie and her Mum had been staying with Grandma for the past week. It took 3 hours for them to drive to where Grandma lived, and Mum had asked her mother more than once if she'd like to come and live nearer to them, but Grandma had always refused. She was fiercely independent and very fit for an old lady because she went for walks in the countryside every day. She didn't want to leave her home and all her friends who lived in the same village as she did. It wasn't a Sunday, so the church itself was closed, but Grandma wanted to show Evie a special gravestone that she often talked about.
"We used to call her the White Lady," she explained as they reached the gates of the graveyard. "When I was a little girl, I used to come here with my friends to look at her."
Grandma had lived in the area all her life and had attended this church when she was young. Now the church had houses around it and a car park next to it, but Evie knew that when Grandma was a girl, the church had stood on its own in the middle of the fields, and you'd had to walk across the fields to get to it, unless you'd had a horse, and then you might have ridden. Grandma led Evie round a path to the back of the church and down into the oldest part of the graveyard, which was less well tended and very overgrown around some of the gravestones.
"There she is," Grandma said, pointing to a very old, very dirty marble statue of an angel, which must once have been white.
One of her arms had broken off, and her left wing was cracked.
"We used to come to see her after church every Sunday."
"Whose grave is it?" Evie asked, trying not to show that she was a little disappointed by the state of the statue.
"Nobody my family was ever rich enough to hobnob with," Grandma said, smiling. "My lot are in the next row. Let's go and say hello to them."
She stepped high over some stinging nettles to reach the gravestone with the names of her grandparents on it and of a child in the family who had died young. Next to it was the grave of Grandma's mother and father and her older brother who had been killed in the Second World War. Grandma was 82 years old now, but she never seemed that old to Evie. Grandma always said that she didn't mind being old, so long as she still felt fit enough to run for a bus if she wanted to. Evie's mother said that Grandma had better watch out that she didn't get run over by a bus, the way she was always dashing across the road to catch them.
"Shall we go and see Grandad's grave now?" Evie asked, wishing she'd brought some flowers to put on it.
Her granddad had died before she was born, but she felt like she knew him because of everything Grandma had told her about him. Grandad's grave was in the newer part of the graveyard, and when they got there, they saw that there were daisy chains sitting on top of all the headstones, like crowns. The daisies looked bigger and brighter than ordinary ones.
"Who's put those there?" Evie asked in surprise.
"The fairies, I expect."